Than to be hungry as free men in the desert. But they had forgotten that the same one who saved them out of Egypt was one who was accustomed to making miracles and working miracles on their behalf, but they just didn't remember how powerful their God was. And we have to always remember that we've got somebody that has more power than we have. He knows our every need. And he would never, ever lead us into a place of depravity and want. But they were in the wilderness and they didn't have anything to eat. And so instead of just asking God to feed them, they began to murmur and complain. How many know how that works? Murmur and complain. You know, when you don't have what you think you ought to have, instead of just asking God, God, please give me what I need, you just start, and I just start, all of us, we just start complaining about what we don't have. And so they began to murmur against Moses and murmur against Aaron, who were the leaders of this movement out of captivity. So Moses then went to God and he began to cry out. But God said, why are, hallelujah, you complaining against me? And then Moses and Aaron said to the people, why murmur ye against God? But he said, more than that, who are we, me and Aaron, that you should murmur against us? Was it by our own power at living that you came out of the land of Egypt? When I stretched forth the rod and the Red Sea opened, was it by my own power? Why are you complaining against me? And why don't you call on the name of the Lord to make provision for you? God is a provider.
Yes, he is.
Jehovah Jireh. God is our provider.
Yes,
and whatever we don't have, whatever it is, no matter what it is, we have no reason to murmur nor complain against God nor the leadership, whether it be in the church, whether it be in the White House, or whether it be anywhere in society, because God is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. We want to look at several scriptures this morning. I want to remind you that we, on last week, began to talk about the light of the world. And we know that Jesus is the light of the world. But we want to understand also that God is our provider. And he provides for us, beginning with our basic necessities. When they were complaining about being hungry in the desert, God then said, I will send them in the evening quails to eat. I will give them in the morning bread to the full. Now notice he didn't just say bread. He said what? Bread to the full. I will give you enough to satisfy you so that you can never claim that God is not your provider. Hallelujah. And so it is that when the evening came, the quail came down. in the morning, there was this dew that fell, and then there was some stuff on the ground, some white stuff. And they said, what is it? They said, it's manna. Manna means, what is it? And because they couldn't quite define it, but the scripture tells us that it was bread from heaven, provided by God. But you know, God had a plan in providing the bread and the meat. For he said, I will see whether or not they will keep my law or no. In other words, when we're complaining to God, God will give us what we're asking for. But what he wants to know is, after I give it to you, will you be obedient to me? So he says, I will send manna and I will send meat, but I want to see if you will keep my law. We have many complaints, many desires, many requests, but we're a little light on obedience sometime. First part of our message is morning bread and evening meat. Morning bread and evening meat. Now we find in the scripture that the provision is listed in reverse order, because in the economy of God, the evening and the morning define the day, not the morning and the evening. We always begin in darkness, but we end in light. Hallelujah. So it is that God provides us evening meat and morning bread. Those things we understand, even in the natural, that in the evening is when we are able to digest things that we can't deal with in the morning. That's why sometimes it's important for us, when we're having our spiritual meals for the day, to have a spiritual meal in the evening, because in the evening will be where we get our meat. In the morning, we just have a little toast, a little manna, something light on the belly, something that is easy to digest. There's nothing more difficult than trying to eat a full course meal in the morning. System isn't ready for it. And I'm talking spiritual stuff now. Remember, so sometimes in the morning, we just get the basics. In the evening, we're able to dig a little deeper and go into the deep things of God. But if in the evening we're busy playing and don't come to the evening feast, our knowledge of him will be limited to the lighter and easier things of life. Now, when God said, I will see if they will keep my law or no, he had a plan. Since we complaining, he says, I'm going to give you what you're complaining about. And when he gave his morning bread and evening meat, he gave it with conditions. I said he gave it with conditions. He said, I want you to go out and gather 6 days. In the morning, 6 days in the evening. I want you to gather enough for everybody in your house. And on the sixth day, I want you to gather enough for 2 days. Because I don't want you to do any work on my Sabbath day. I will see whether they will keep my law or no. And so God was faithful in the evening and sent the quails. He told them to gather enough for every man. And he said, don't leave any of it until morning. I will see whether or not they will keep my law or no. Well, as you know what happened, that they who went out to gather, there's always a bunch that's going to go beyond what God has said. And they begin to take more than what they needed, and they let it hang over till morning. The Bible says in the morning it stank and the worms got in it. God wants you to take what you need. That's what he was saying to his people. Take what you need. Don't hoard up for the next day, but take what you need for today and trust me for tomorrow. And the same thing happened with the manna. They tried to hold it over. They took more than what they needed. Began to spoil. Said the worms got in it. And then there was, of course, that bunch that even though they had already gathered a double portion on the sixth day, went out on the Sabbath day anyhow to gather some more. And when they went looking for the blessing of God, it was not to be found. Did they think that the bread really came from God? And did they believe that the quails were sent by God? Or did they believe that this was something that was happening all over the world and was a natural phenomenon? We must understand that when we ask God for something and he sends it, that he really is the one who sent it. They didn't believe that God sent the manna because they went out on a day when God said he wasn't going to send anything. Why are we looking for something from God at a time when God says nothing will be given? Hallelujah. Never thought about that, did you? He said he wasn't going to send any manna on the seventh day. But you're out here in the wilderness looking for something that God didn't send. He said he wasn't going to send the quails on the seventh day. But they're out there on the Sabbath day looking for quail. Hallelujah. And God says, I will see whether they will obey me or not. So on all levels, on a daily level, and on a weekly level, and on the level of trust, they did not obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He has given you evening flesh to eat, and in the morning, bread. I don't know what your evening flesh may be or what your morning bread may be, but God has given you what you need. What he wants you to do is to honor him in what he has given you. You cannot take what God has given you and use it for your own glory or use it in disobedience to God. He has given you all the money you have. And he has said to you, 10% is mine, not yours, mine. Hallelujah. Now, some choose to keep it for themselves to their own hurt and destruction. He wants to see whether or not you will obey him or no. Crying for a job. I've been looking for a long time. Crying for a job. What will you do when you get that job? Crying for a car. What will you do when you get that car? Crying for a house. Who will you entertain when you get your house? Hallelujah. Will you invite the saints over? Will you do good? Will you use what you have to the glory of God? Will you use what you have in the way that God has called you and commanded you to use it? Will you open yourself to hospitality the way the scripture commands? Or will you just use what you have to satisfy your own passions? Hallelujah. I know, not many amens this morning. But you say, mine is not sufficient. That cannot be true. Because he has given you bread to the full. Whatever you have, it's to the full. And I'm telling you, if you think there's anything lacking, just ask him. And whatever you think is lacking, he will give you that as well. Because he wants to satisfy you because you are his child. Hallelujah. But he wants to see what you are going to do with what he places in your hand and how you will behave after you receive it. Hallelujah. How many know that we are more blessed than we deserve to be? Yes. We're more blessed than we deserve to be. Hallelujah. We got cars. We got houses. We got land. Hallelujah. We got clothes. Well, some of it, we got so many clothes, we need more closets. Hallelujah. We have everything. We got more shoes. We have everything that we need. But though we use, will we use what we have to glorify God? When he dresses you up, it's because he wants to put you on display in his presence. You got that new dress, but will you come to church in it? Or just go down to the bar in it? That new suit you have, hallelujah. He wants to know, will you come to church in it? Will you come to praise me in it? Or will you just go out to the cabaret in it? What is it you're going to do? How will you use what God has given you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has given you evening bread and, evening meat and morning bread. Hallelujah. He's given you all you need. All you don't have, just ask him. You know, my daughter wrote a song like that when she was in, I think, the 12th grade, wasn't it? I think 7th grade, yeah. Sing a melody. Sing with harmony. Sing a song from your heart. unto Christ Lord, who has given you everything that you might live. He has given you all you need, all you don't have. Ask it of the Lord. Just be patient and wait. Believe on him. It shall come to pass. You see, God has given you everything that you need. Evening meat and morning bread. And if there's anything that you don't have, you think, just ask him. All they had to do was ask the Lord. That's all they had to do was ask the Lord. No need to murmur and no need to complain. Just ask him. He's waiting for you to ask. See, we think that God doesn't want to hear from us, but the Bible says this, and the word of God is our authority. It says he delights to hear thy voice. He delights to hear thy voice. Matter of fact, he's sad when you don't talk to him. He wants to hear your voice. The most delightful thing in any parent's life is to hear the voice of their children calling on them. Hallelujah. He delights to hear our voice. Just ask him for what you need. And don't complain. Don't blame the pastor. Don't blame the priest. Don't blame the deacon. There's nobody to be blamed except you who will not ask. Ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto thee. Hallelujah. Good measure. Press down and run it over. There's no need to complain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my, I don't even think I'm going to get to the second part here this morning. But I just want to leave you with these words this morning that God has given you everything that you need. And if there's something missing, just ask. Just ask, knowing that he's willing to give to you what you need. But don't go overboard trying to hoard it for tomorrow. Why? Now, why is that? Because you need and I need to learn to live by faith. And when we have an abundance where it's running over to that point where tomorrow is a concern, then we're not really living by faith. Because there's something, believe me, I don't care how much you have today. I don't care how much you have today. If you have $1 million today, tomorrow morning, you will rise up and ask God for something. You will need something. Don't depend on the overflow. The overflow is not a substitute for your faith. Don't say when you get up in the morning, I'm rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. They tried that at one of those churches in Asia in the book of Revelation. It said, I'm rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. But they didn't understand that they had a need to buy gold refined in the fire. What does that mean? That there's something in their life that need to be purified. He said, no, if not, that you are naked. Oh, boy. Poor and blind. What is it that you'll always need? If he says you're poor, that means that there's something lacking. If he says that you're naked, that means that there's some clothes that you haven't put on that you are showing through. What makes us naked in the spirit is when we decide that we can do it all by ourselves and we don't have the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible tells us that we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we don't put him on, then we're naked. We're depending on our own righteousness instead of the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. He has given you everything you need. He's given you his righteousness. But your mind is so puffed up, you think you did it on your own. You think you did it all by yourself. And when you are visible, when you are in the forefront, it means that Jesus is in the background. That means that you're not wrapped up in him. If men can see you, then they can't see Christ. Hallelujah. It's the greatest cover-up that's ever been. Instead of allowing him to cover you, you covering him. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to get off of this. Amen. Hallelujah. But God has given us what we need. And whatever arises in the meantime, I understand that needs change. Every day brings with it something new. Something comes up every day. And we're not worried about what comes up because we got somebody that can take care of the come-ups. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is our provider. He is the bread. That's what he said. He told them, the descendants of the people who came out of Egypt, out of bondage, he said, your fathers ate not manna. They didn't eat manna. They didn't eat manna in the wilderness. He said, I am the true bread. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. And when we feast on Jesus, if we will take his life and digest his life within our mortal bodies, we will have something that will feed us forever. If any man, oh my, cometh after me, if any man believes on me, I will be in him, he says, a well of water, welling up to eternal life, an endless supply, an endless supply. He has given you all you need. And so this morning, let's just concentrate on that one phrase, God has given me all I need because he gave me his son Jesus. And Jesus is all I need. This one who said, I am the light of the world. John said that light shined in darkness. And the darkness just couldn't handle it. Can't deal with it. The darkness couldn't mingle with it. It can't be mingled with. Hallelujah. So this morning, just a reminder, put your trust in Jesus. He has given you all you need, morning bread and evening meat. Bread to the full. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.